Picture this. A newly signed author steps onto his first stage, gripped by such intense fear that he can barely speak. Mumbling through presentations, battling technical failures, and watching audiences disconnect before his eyes. This was Marcus Alexander's disastrous first week of public speaking. Yet just 6 years later, he had delivered over 1,600 paid talks across 13 countries, earning more from speaking than writing. This remarkable transformation forms the foundation of what has become essential wisdom for anyone looking to master the stage. In today's digital landscape, where a single compelling talk can launch careers overnight, the ability to captivate an audience has never been more valuable or more learnable. Public speaking terrifies most people, yet the journey from fear to mastery follows a predictable path that anyone can navigate with the right guidance. The transformation isn't magic. It comes through understanding the mechanics of effective communication, developing technical skills, and building psychological resilience. When approached correctly, public speaking becomes not just manageable, but genuinely enjoyable and potentially lucrative. The digital age has created unprecedented opportunities for compelling communicators across platforms, from YouTube and TED Talks to podcasts and social media. Mastering this skill opens doors that might otherwise remain firmly closed. What's your speaking worth? Remember, you're selling a product, years of expertise condensed into valuable insights. The 5-6-7 rule provides a practical formula. Multiply your daily income by 5 for full-day events, your hourly rate by 6 for half-day events, or by 7 for one-hour presentations. Larger audiences should command higher fees. Early in my speaking career, I mistakenly tried to conform by wearing tweed jackets, despite being a funk-loving, hip-hop-listening adrenaline junkie. After 18 months of this exhausting charade, I embraced authenticity. I punctuated talks with genuine laughter, dressed in hip-hop attire, and engaged fans naturally. Bookings immediately increased. Successful speakers don't create new personas. They amplify aspects of their existing personality. Jack D emphasizes his grumpiness, Ellen DeGeneres her upbeat nature. Your unique selling point, USP, will differentiate you in a competitive market. Whether through unique experiences, exceptional knowledge, distinctive delivery style, or specialization. Mine was breaking stereotypes through energetic performances and onstage acrobatics, something no other UK children's authors were doing. The no mic method enables powerful voice projection without strain. Unlike shouting, which damages vocal cords, proper projection keeps the neck relaxed with an open mouth. Voice production is mechanical. Air from lungs passes through vocal folds to create sound. To increase voice power, stand with feet shoulder-width apart, shoulders back, and chin slightly up. Inhale fully, speak with a wider mouth opening while contracting abdominal muscles. Enunciate by pulling mouth corners wider and project your voice outward for volume without strain. Memory depends on technique, not intelligence. Memorizing speeches eliminates notes, improving delivery. The method of Losi links visualizations to physical locations. Place exaggerated images representing key points in familiar spaces. For example, visualize a model van on your entrance table, representing low environmental impact, and a piggy bank collecting coins, cost efficiency. Effective communication requires understanding that audiences process information differently. Howard Gardner's multiple intelligence theory identifies 9 thinking styles. Structure presentations using frameworks like ESA, engage, study, activate, or IDEA, introduce, demonstrate, explain, activate, to reach all learning types. Hook audiences with compelling stories, explain relevance, and provide clear action takeaways. Avoid lecterns. They restrict movement and hide your body. Audiences need variety to stay engaged. Vary your pace by maintaining rhythm, then breaking it unexpectedly. Slow down for conclusions while increasing volume. Use strategic pauses during anecdotes to create tension. Moving across the stage forces the audience to track you, renewing interest. Use expansive gestures that match your content. Point to your ear when discussing sounds. Shield eyes when describing sights. Expand hands for big concepts. Vary your physical height. Crouching can convey sincerity, while sitting on the stage edge connects with younger audiences. Occasionally, move through audience aisles to force engagement. Smile genuinely, engaging upper cheek and eye muscles. For eye contact, look slightly above the crowd rather than at individuals. If the audience becomes restless, stop talking and make yourself physically smaller. Revive lagging attention with sudden crescendos, unexpected shouts, or a hand clap to startle them back to alertness. Every speaker faces disruptions, from whispers and ringtones to medical emergencies or argumentative individuals. Respond with rapid de-escalation using minimal energy. Don't confront attention seekers directly. Seek help from staff or the audience instead. Consider deputizing potential troublemakers by approaching them before your talk, complimenting them, and asking for their help maintaining quiet. Use polite shutdowns that acknowledge their passion while noting their consuming audience time. Remember, you're typically just the trigger, not the cause of someone's outburst. Fear of public speaking can be overcome with practice. When your mind perceives danger, your hypothalamus activates your sympathetic nervous system, releasing hormones that cause increased heart rate, dry mouth, and trembling. Our brains don't easily distinguish between real and perceived threats. Conquering fear requires gradual exposure. Begin with brief speeches to very small audiences, then incrementally increase your challenge. Don't seek feedback initially, just experience speaking. Reward yourself after each milestone. To prevent freezing, memorize your first 30-40 seconds with simple points to carry you through initial nervousness. Understanding sound fundamentals transforms your speaking effectiveness. Sound travels as vibrations through air molecules, with effective speakers operating in the 70 to 90 decibel range. Sound decreases by 6 decibels each time distance doubles, explaining why back row audiences struggle to hear. To address this, seat audiences closer, move nearer to listeners when possible, focus on crisp consonant pronunciation, eliminate background noise, and use distributed speaker systems. For outdoor speaking, use microphones with large crowds, find natural noise barriers, avoid echo-prone areas, and position your audience close. Visual aids enhance effectiveness. Bring your own laptop to avoid compatibility issues. For animations, use transparent background.png files for layered elements. Don't underestimate sound's impact. Adding audio elements with animations significantly improves engagement. Structure your presentation in modular components, typically 5 sections, to adapt to schedule changes. This flexibility allows you to expand or contract your talk as needed, using fewer components for shorter sessions or all 5 for extended presentations. The journey from terrified novice to confident speaker is one of life's most rewarding transformations. Each time you speak on stage, your brain rewires itself, eventually replacing fear with excitement and audience connection. What makes this journey worthwhile is your impact on others. A well-delivered speech can change minds, inspire action, and create lasting memories. In our digital world, authentic in-person connection becomes increasingly valuable. Effective public speaking isn't about perfection, it's about genuine connection. Your unique experiences and perspectives make you relatable. The most powerful speakers aren't those with flawless delivery, but those who speak with conviction, clarity, and passion. When you combine technical skill with authentic presence, you transform your audience. The stage awaits. Will you answer its call?